John 101, continuation of the visit Marvin and Miss Mary with Rick and Debbie this Saturday, the 24th of February, 73 after supper. Channel 101, and the continuation of the visit Marvin and Miss Mary with Rick and Debbie after supper, the 24th of February, 73.
The dog into the vet. And the dog was raving mad. And the vet didn't notify us nor nothing.
Why, Miss Mary?
About his one. They just decided to go in there and see what he'd done about the dog.
And we got in there and he had to destroy the dog because the dog was raving mad. And Dr. Strange come out there and give us shots, you know, because we'd been exposed to it. And just 31 days after the dog went mad, the coat went mad.
Why, Miss Mary? I've never heard this before.
Now, that was something to see. And Mr. Guthrie went in the backside of the pasture and found the coat with its mother and another horse and drove them to the house. And that coat had holes dug in the field deep enough and big enough to bury a horse. But he carried it and put it in the lot and hit, just was raving mad. But at just the instant, it would know us. We could speak to it and it would look at us. And then it would just go raving mad again. And it didn't last but a few minutes before it died. And he'd catch a hold of his leg and he'd just pull.
Anything that was moving, he'd want to bite it.
And squeal.
He'd look down, seeing his walking. She could see her front knees are bending. She'd just grab them and bite them. Eat them. Try to eat her knees. Anything that was moving.
And grab a hold of the fence and just stand there and just bite it. But you know, it never did attempt to bite its mother.
No.
And she was in the lot with it. And it didn't even bother Mr. Guthrie. Mr. Guthrie drove it from the back side of the field to the house.
Golly, you should have done something to that vet.
Well, it ought to have been something done because we all could have had it. And Marvin was trying to help him with the dog. He told the dog, told him in the first place to put a muzzle on the dog.
Well, see, he was a
and
bulldog.
And
the
darky that was helping him said, oh,
you.
I work with dogs
he
all my me. Life. I know how to handle him. And the dog bit him slap through the hand.
Both of them.
And
right
he put a blood
down,
blister on Marvin. But the dog didn't bite me. He just come up to me and took my whole hand in his mouth and happened I didn't move. If I had a, he'd kill me. He'd have tore me up.
You just let him hold it?
No. She when he just walked up, you know, me, I had forgot about the dog. And he took my whole hand. And I said, Spot, ain't you ashamed of yourself? And he just went off about his business.
I never knew.
He wasn't in the last stages then, though. He was just beginning to get mad.
Now, I missed the first of it. Is that the dog you all had?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He was a bulldog.
Well, what were you doing with a bulldog?
He died.
What was we doing with a bulldog?
Yeah.
We used to have hogs and use the bulldog for catching hogs and a mean cow, something like that. And he would do it too.
He died.
And you know how he got that rabies? One evening, I had a little dog named Strongheart that Morris gave to me. Brought him up there and gave him to me. And he was the best little cow dog that ever had walked on 4 feet. And he was lying on the back porch and it wasn't screened. And one evening I seen that big red dog coming from towards the highway and he run jumped the gate and he jumped on Strongheart. Strongheart was lying on the porch, and when he did, this bulldog, old Spot, went and took it up and jumped on him. And that dog just give old Spot a whipping and went right on about his business. He didn't even tarry.
He come on the wards making up it.
And he was...
He was raving.
Well, he'd already better. He'd come from Island Grove. He'd better bull over there, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And he went mad.
Oh.
Well, no wonder you were taking... had this pony... gone mad?
No,
she hadn't gone mad then. It was a month and one day before she went mad. Well, a month.
So you'd already taken your shots by then?
Oh yeah.
That hurricane going on too.
Hmm. It was right after the hurricane.
Ooh, that was a close call for you.
Well, you can't wait much from getting those shots.
Not supposed to.
And don't never let nobody kid you that it takes 9 days for a dog to anything to go mad. It was 31 days.
You used to say it
after the colt got bit.
If anything
before she
bites anything, within 9 days.
Marvin, it was 33 days.
33 days.
Instead of 31.
But it can go as we know as long as 33 days. We know that. At least I don't say everything, but a horse. We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
We know a horse can go 33 days before she goes mad or eat or has a rabies. Maybe a human. Now, you know, I knew a man in Gainesville that got a rabid dog bit, and he went mad. He was a policeman, and his name was Bennett. And he was a big fella. He'd weigh over 250 pounds.
He was once dropping. They get it.
And they tell me
new for you.
They tell me it taken I don't remember how many men to hold him on the bed. And say he would blow foam right up to the top of the ceiling. Just before he died. I mean, you know, he was just that.
But on that hurricane, you could take your boat out and
yes.
Absolutely.
Right in the woods.
In the woods.
Fair matter.
Just have an old palm frond hanging in the boat.
And them palmetto patches, that's where them old Spots went to bed. We had a big time.
Them catfish went up there.
Me and him and Cornell did.
Oh, yes.
We went all over them woods in a boat.
And catching fish all the way.
Catching fish.
You got a lot?
Yeah, we got a lot of them. Sometimes we didn't catch so many.
Oh, you mean you went out more than once?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought the water was there just half a day.
No, it stayed there for weeks. See, it had to come all the way down from, it was running from Payne's Prairie, you know, through there, into Orange Lake, and it swelled the woods out. Well, what the hurricane put a lot of it in, on the ground, and then all the way from Gainesville and Lotchaway and up through there it comes. And then Noonan's Lake Noonan's Lake coming there from around Loch Loose away.
You had that little bridge,
backed
you know.
It up, backed the water
going
up.
Going towards Gainesville from towards Christmas. I seen the water run across that.
Oh, heck yeah, I have too.
Just a
I've seen it when you couldn't yeah, about get halfway to Pfeiffer in an automobile. Water be across the road.
Now that was, FDR didn't pave that road, did he?
No.
No, that road was...
He just built it and graded it. Gravel it.
He didn't grab it.
That
he
road from Cross Creek to Fire?
Yeah.
I don't think FDR done that.
Well, I mean, right in front of your house is what I'm talking about.
No, sir. No, he didn't have nothing to do with that.
That hadn't been too long done.
Well, he put the men on the WPA.
They cut the right-of-way there. But the right-of-way was there for years before they...
There was an old road
even
there.
Even there was a grade there.
Oh, was it?
It was just, they just cut a right-of-way, and you just travel a flat ground. See?
Yeah.
And then eventually they put a grade there.
You know, right there, just before you get to our house, between the pasture and the field, used to, I seen the time when you couldn't cross that.
Yeah.
Water would be so deep.
Mm-hmm.
Before that grade was put there.
Right across where that slough goes, you know, there's a,
mm-hmm.
right there's a cupboard down the road just before you get to the house.
Well, you know, we were saying that the president, this we were talking about President
mm-hmm.
Johnson.
Mm-hmm. President Roosevelt did put the men to work
yeah,
on the WPA, and they cut the trees
mm-hmm.
cut and dug some stumps.
That was a start.
But
now.
Then he didn't live to see that road go through there.
You know, we only got like
mm-hmm.
one president alive.
That's right. And they started to go and then went, didn't
they?
They
sure did. All together.
Are they all gone?
All but one.
Who's that?
Next. That's
all the ex-presidents.
Yeah.
When is the groceries going to quit going up?
Well, we got to do something to Nixon.
What in the world are we going to do to him?
Well, that right away then still had the trees along there in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't too much of a road, was it?
Not too much.
Just a flat.
Just a flat road through there.
And the trees. So you had to have the trees out before you graded, didn't you?
Well, they're taking quite a few trees out. They dug the trees out when they, you know, they come through there.
But they didn't grade it.
WPA didn't grade it. They just dug up the trees. They didn't saw them up. They dug them up.
Yeah.
And then, several years later, they come and graded it. But that was after Roosevelt died.
There was a big Indian mound down there at the burr farm, and them scapers dug that Indian mound up and put it on that road.
And then they come in and they're taking another 50 feet and graded it and paved it.
Taking another 50 feet?
Mm-hmm.
They
only had a 50 foot right of way. So they're taking another, they got to have 100 foot right away.
Yeah.
They're taking another 50 feet.
Well, now that, so, so when you went anywhere with that old right away, you were kind of in the woods, weren't you?
Well, we didn't have no business. Well, no highway. We didn't have nothing but old mule wagon or horse and buggy.
And it wasn't start.
That's the truth.
A Model T that wouldn't start?
That's right.
Once in a while.
It would start once in a while. Mr. Guthrie bought it on a Thursday, I believe it was. And Saturday he went out and Big Ike, we was going for a ride. We didn't go for a ride.
We didn't.
The thing wouldn't start. And it was brand new.
Did you twist it?
Yes, we done everything. But I don't remember what they say was wrong, but it's something wrong with the... What was it?
I don't know. There's always something wrong with them 26.
And Mr. Guthrie got sick there one night, and I had to go down to Mr. Jackson's, down to the old Jackson place. And he had some dogs that would naturally tear you to pieces. And I went down there, and I called him. And he had a hog being out there in the front, and had some hogs in it.
Yeah.
and I couldn't get him to hear me, and the dogs was about to eat me up, and I fell over his old milk cow and knocked my toenail off, and I went and got in the hog pen.
You got in the hog pen?
Sure did.
With the hogs.
And I hollered, and I finally got him up, and I told him, well, Mr. Guthrie was about to die, and I had to get somebody to go and help me. And I stood out there, and I cranked on that old Model T till daylight, and my hands were swelled so till I couldn't shut them, and I couldn't open them. And I finally got somebody to carry Mr. Go get Dr. DePass. Went out to Pfeiffer and got Mr. Cernsey to call Dr. DePass, and Dr. DePass got out there and carried Mr. Guthrie to the hospital. And my hands was just like that, and my fingers swelled till they busted. And I have seen Marv and Dorothy Townsend too go out there and crank on that old car till have a whoa, war in the ground almost half leg deep.
And bless in your hand.
And walk off and leave it and just cuss it out.
Well, that's all you could do.
And next morning, you go off for a while and come back and pull up on it and say, hey! And go right on.
I used to have a 25, it would start, though.
But the 26s wouldn't start.
It was something
that,
wrong
that
with
was the meanest thing
it
I ever seen in my life.
I don't know what it was. I just don't know what it was, but it was something wrong with the timing of the fire.
I seen Mr. Guthrie take his old shoe and cut the tongue out of it and make him a clutch.
Yeah, clutch band.
Band for it and go right on.
Cut my old roll strap.
Clutch, a clutch band, yeah, but he got him an old piece of tar or something or another.
Felt hats made good ones. If you're
wow, I've never heard that.
The clutch band.
A clutch, you know, you Model T had three bands in on the transmission.
Like rubber bands?
No,
like
it was steel bands.
But
well,
I mean, they looked like they were round like a rubber band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
they was round. And on the inside of that steel band, it had a fiber lining in it.
Oh.
And they hooked to each pedal. You know, you had your brake.
Mm-hmm.
Your clutch, that was your low, and then your reverse.
Mm-hmm.
And each one, while you mashed your clutch, while you put it in low when you mashed your clutch, and then you had a lever here on the side you put down that kept you going and high. And then you could let off on your clutch, and it was out of low. So, every once and so often, that clutch would burn up. It was running in oil. And when it would burn up, you could take a leather belt or anything else or a piece of cloth or anything, jug down in there and just keep punching it till it come around that band, and you was in business.
And if one of those things broke down, all you had to do is get you a piece of hay wire.
Yeah, a piece of wire or something.
And wire it back together and go on.
Right. You use bale wire for spark plug wire.
We need cars like that today.
No,
we
don't.
Why don't we, Miss Mary?
No,
at 21,
had
21 and 28 inch wheels on them. Set up that high up off the ground.
And used to, we'd come across the River Styx, and Mr. Guthrie would get out and stand on the bridge, not on the big bridge, but on the little bridge, to keep it from floating out from under me. And I'd drive across the streets. There was three of them.
Mm. Oh, three bridges.
Three bridges.
Little bridges besides the big bridge. One on this side and two on that side.
Now, how would he stand? He'd stand there to keep it from floating.
Well, he'd
floating.
Put some weight on
see,
it.
See, the old little wooden bridges
been,
would be afloating.
He'd been worried
and
about
if you
that
bumped
deep.
Them, they'd go out
they'd just
scoot
out from under you.
You
just like bumping a board. Oh. Somebody had to hold it down on the ground. Because it was wired, you know, have it wired to a cypress tree or something like that to keep it from drifting away. But it would float, and I mean, it was on top of the water. And you
it
had to get some weight on it to get it on the
yes,
ground.
Ma'am.
That water wouldn't be about waist deep.
I know, but your car.
It was high, and it was...
A Model T
was up there. It had 21-inch wheels on
it. It didn't matter if it went into floorboard.
No, it did. Wouldn't drown that. He would put a piece of pasteboard in front of one of them, like this in, and let it, like about that much, it go into the ground. You could have the water coming over the headlights and just keep going right on, because it'd just push the water ahead of it. And as the water would break, see, it would come back behind the motor like that, and it never would roll into the motor. I've done that a lot. Yeah, done that lots of times.
And you had to around in all these lakes. I mean, there was water then.
Right.
There was water all over the
Well, you didn't
woods.
Have your highways wasn't raised up, you know. Yeah, you know, just flat.
Highways?
Road.
Heck, didn't even have no highways.
No.
That's right. Not out there in the woods where we lived. I've seen it down there between them two ponds just before you get to the house. You couldn't drive an automobile through it.
Oh, yeah. Well, the water would get too so deep you couldn't go through
them.
But
ponds would meet.
Ordinarily.
Run together.
Just an ordinarily flat pond you could go across if water wasn't more than waist deep.
In a ford. Ask Woody Coleman sometime about how it used to be back there where he used to live.
That old damaged branch.
Woodard have a Model A?
Woodard had a Model T and a Model A too.
Mm-hmm. And a mule, too.
And a mule, too. And it takes a mule to keep his cars pulled.
Well, how long did that last like that, about them bridges?
You mean the water and the bridges?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
On up
well,
to the 30s?
Yeah. It was way on up there. That prayer, the water was running in, and Camp was pumping it out of that prayer over there, down through that canal, and it was coming in, and, that River Styx, the run, the main channel, it straight goes straight south from the bridge.
You look like you're tired.
And it got stopped up somehow or another, and the water couldn't go through there, so it cut its route way around the woods. On the edge of the woods, it taken a left turn and cut its way around and made a big bend in there. And that run, that's what we call the run. That is the channel now. The old channel was straight through there. Right straight out across that marsh. Mm-hmm. But when that water changed its run and cut its new channel around the edge of the woods, well, that quit running through that marsh. Then and it just grew up.
Well, I didn't even think about Payne's Prairie water. Yeah, I can see how.
Yeah, Payne's Prairie come in there, and old Noonan's Lake come in there, and then Loch Plusey, all them woods back out there from where Santa Fe River would come in there into Loch Plusey. And it would back your water up in the Orange Lake.
Now, Woodard is there. Is that the property he sold when he moved to where he is now and the fellows busted his gate?
Mm-mm.
Okay. No, that's not.
No. No, this was way over there next to Rochelle from our place in the woods he lived. And he had... Woodard had some good property back in there, and quite a bit of it.
Well, how'd Woodard get a hold of this little property down here on the Harrison Road?
Oh, it belonged to his daddy.
I see. And that's where they busted the gate.
Hmm.
What busted what gate?
I think they just started to get over it, and what happened, it fell down with them.
And they just left it there.
Just left it there.
And he had cows there.
Mm.
And they didn't say anything to him about it.
Yeah.
and didn't fix up his gate.
The cows just got out.
No, ma'am, I don't
think he found it before the cows got out.
But he wouldn't sell them the property. Oh.
Well, you know, that's how we happen to be here. She wouldn't sell it to several people. You didn't know Miss Carey much.
Miss who?
Miss Boyles.
No, sir.
She was here from 40 to 60 in round numbers.
From 40 to 60?
A little before 40, in the late 30s.
And she kept fierce dogs, I understand.
Oh, yeah.
Well, did she live by herself?
She had a husband. I didn't know her. I never saw her.
Oh, don't you know she and...
Mag,
you know, Mag stayed over here so much, and they'd go out all over the country looking for fly shrubs and things.
Mm-hmm.
Hauling wood and all sorts of things. They must have had the time.
They must have did.
Mag was good company.
Did you ever know Mag Jackson?
No, ma'am, I never.
She was good company. She just cussed. Well, you're cussing, you know, I don't, you know, that's just, what do you think I was cussing? Just laying it on sick, you know.
I think that's terrible for anybody to do that.
Well, I rather fond of it myself.
You mean this Maggie does?
She died right. So she had high blood pressure and wouldn't take pills.
Oh, I thought you meant the woman that's living there with the goose.
Yeah, that was Bessie lived with Mag. The two of them lived together when we first came out here.
Oh, Bessie never. She's a lady. Oh yes, she has fine manners.
I've never even heard Bessie say good gosh.
No.
I always had a feeling that Daisy could cuss a little bit if she got mad enough.
Well, you know I haven't seen that Daisy in so long.
I haven't.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to hear anybody cuss.
You've never heard much of it.
Me? I've heard a lot of it. I feel sorry for you. And I've done some of it myself. Yeah. But it's terrible. We're going to give an account of it.
Well,
we've got to answer.
Yeah. Well, what I can call cussing is a little different than what I think you're thinking of.
Well, I thought cursing was cursing.
Well, I'm talking about cussing.
That's
it
what
sounds
I was,
different, doesn't it?
That's what I was talking about.
Well, how are you going to handle cows without cussing a little bit, Miss Mary?
Well, that's different.
Different, my foot. I thought you was going to say, how are you going to manage your husband without stick?
Well, that's well, how are you? Same thing.
How are you going? Yeah.
Oh, me.
Hey, you reckon we better go and let
But then you had a baby. Model A, and it would crank better.
Well, we never did have a Model A.
There weren't nothing wrong with
you had a car with a rumble seat.
Sure did.
Oh, yeah, that was one of them then. No,
it weren't. It was a 38 V8 Ford Coupe with a rumble seat in the back. That's the car that I had, and I told you to get out of, and you wanted to know what was I going to do, and I told you, that's going to beat the hell out of me.
But you didn't.
What
when did that happen this year?
Many years ago.
That was
what happened?
Was that the same car?
Yeah, Floyd, you know, Floyd Francis was, Floyd and Clarinella, Floyd and Ellen May was sitting right there in their eyes right that meeting. Neither one of them ever said a word.
What happened? I don't remember. I know I had a, did it have two seats? I know it had one on the outside.
Yeah, well,
it
didn't have but one seat.
On the inside, in the cab.
The cab. And they were sitting.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And the back out would come in. It was a curtain back.
It was not no curtain back.
That wasn't solid.
It was? It sure was.
The rumble seat just pushed back. Opened up and
yes, ma'am. And then it closed back.
Opened the
just like the back
it,
end
then,
of your car.
And you just had a seat back then.
You had a seat back then.
And you were taking, you and you all were taking a ride?
I had Jared Floyd and some of his sisters anyway, Floyd went to see his girl, and the sisters had gone to see the boys. That's why I was carrying them off to court.
Oh, you were?
And Marvin, he smarted. He done some courting, too.
Which was all right.
And he had her picture, and we got off in the woods. We was in the woods. And I told him to stop. And he said, what you want me to stop for? I said, I'm going to beat the hell out of you. And he got out.
I don't see how in the world anybody can beat whatever something out of somebody that ain't in them, do
you? You know I told you that, and I didn't.
Yeah, but I didn't have no hell in me. I know you couldn't beat it either if I didn't have it in me.
And Floyd ain't never mentioned that till this day. Ain't nobody never mentioned it but me. But I was mad.
And they haven't brought it up since?
Nobody never said a word about it.
And you made Marvin get out.
I told him to get out of the car, and he said, what you gonna want me to get out for? I said, I'm going to beat the hell out of you. And we got back in the car and come on home.
That's
well,
it was good. And that settled that.
No, that, yeah, that. You know that man on the television that took the dose to Alka-Seltzer. His wife come in and he felt so bad, and he sat down in the chair and she said, well, maybe you need a laxative. And he gave him a dose of medicine, and he said, well, that settles that.
And his wife come in from visiting with his sister, and he said, boy, have I got an upset stomach. Geez, I don't remember now how that commercial goes, but anyway, he says,
anybody would have an upset stomach from eating your sister's cooking.
Said it's caused from eating your sister's cooking. His wife says, well, says, I'll admit she does need a little help. He says, she needs help. I need help. He was the one who was sick.
She gave him a dose of medicine. He said, now that settles.
Give him a dose of Pepto-Bismol. That's what that does. So he looked around a little while and he said, well, now that settles that.
Sometimes the abs are better than the other.
Absolutely.
Y'all laugh at them, you know, some of them commercials they come up with.
That little boy, you know, that sits up there and he says, ain't Millie sure yeah, makes good bread.
You know about the bread.
And he reached over and got him a, he says, even when you can't get the butter. And they passed the butter and he said, please pass the butter. You seen that?
That's on Channel 4.
That's the cutest thing. Please pass the butter. Aunt Millie sure makes good advertising butter made bread. Butter made. Aunt Millie sure makes good bread even when you can't get the butter.
Miss Mary, you suppose we'll ever be able to make biscuits that taste anything like yours?
Oh, sure. Anybody,
no matter what we do, we
anybody
can't
do that.
We can't even make cornbread. You ought to see what we come up with. The horses won't eat it.
Oh, yeah. I took, we had some the other day, and I took it out and tried to give it to the horse over the fence, and they spit it right back out.
But he just didn't want anything to eat cooked.
Do you put a little flour in your cornbread? God said you did.
You got to learn to cook because I tell you, he loves to eat.
He likes cooking.
Oh, he gets up in time to eat.
No, you better take it to him.
Oh, that's
oh, no, that, I won't do that. I won't do that.
Oh, he doesn't even get up to eat.
Sometimes he does. Depends on how hungry he is and how slow they are.
How long does he stay in the bed?
Well, let's see. He only stays out 3 months, so. I mean, 9 months, I guess.
But Claire and Al used to knock around with you all right, smart.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the same, isn't it? And you haven't heard from her since you heard from her wearing that white gown like angels?
Claire?
When, oh, yeah. She goes to her sister's every now and then on spends a week. She's working in Gainesville, staying with an old lady taking care of her.
Oh, really?
And she goes to duties on the weekends, and she calls me. She was out at the house Christmas. It's a shame, though, that them preachers messed her up like they did.
You think it's the preachers?
The preachers told her she had to leave Marlowe.
Preachers and liquor together.
Or get out of the church. Because he'd been married before.
Oh, don't tell me.
And it was catfishing.
Marlowe was sinning because he was catfishing. But they never did tell Marlowe that as long as he was able to send them 10% of what he made. When he got to where he, you know, the catfish don't bite all the time. And he got to where he couldn't send them no money, then they kicked him out of the church.
And then told her she had to leave him.
And told Marlowe that one or the other of them had to get out. That's right.
Well, now, when did you find out about that?
I found out about it before they separated. And Clarendell told me about it, and Marlowe told me about it, too. And I said, Marlowe, what did you do? I said, did he get out, or did you throw him out? He said, I come almost throwing him out. And I said, well, he'd have been glad to got out. I don't know whether he'd have been able to got out or not if I'd have been in your place. You let one of the sapsuckers go there at home and tell me that I got to get out.
One of them preachers.
One of them preachers. They ain't gonna mess around me because I ain't gonna have nothing to do with them.
Well, now that's a particular sort of preacher. That wasn't Methodist and Baptist.
Oh no, that was the Seventh Day Adventist.
I've had no experience with them at all.
Me either. I don't want it.
Not like that.
And they teach her that it's all right for her to drink. Get drunk and stay drunk, and she's not supposed to take a drop of medicine, have a tooth pulled. to do nothing for herself when she gets sick.
Or let nobody do anything for her.
Is she still live like that?
Yes, sir.
Well.
And she was at duties since Christmas, bad off with that flu. And duty told me and Martin the other night that she couldn't do a thing in the world for her. And said Clarinelle told her that if she got bad off, to not let no doctor come in her room and not send her to no hospital. Nobody but her preacher.
Well, she really is way out, ain't she?
I mean out.
That don't run in.
Not a thing. He's married again now.
Yeah, and living up in Georgia?
Uh-huh. And expecting a baby, if they haven't already got it. I got my information through Clarinelle. Marlo's daughter wrote and called Clarinelle and told Clarinelle about it.
Well, she seems to be getting along all right.
Clarinelle. But she's near about crazy. She's not happy.
Well, I guess that time I saw her is the only time I ever saw you, see, over at your house. And she was, that's when she was, she couldn't have been too settling her mind then. Because she was over there, she's going to stay with you and wasn't going to stay with Marlo. But she looked perfectly contented. She didn't talk much. We were sitting there at the table.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time I
But I can't put up with those such as that. Mm-mm. I don't go along with it. And, her beliefs did not like Marvin's and I. She believes one thing, we believe another. And he's got a poor old brother over there that's a crook too. He belongs to another denomination and they use him as a slave. Get everything he makes. He's another denomination from Clarinelle.
Which just pours his money in the church.
That's right. And they see, too, if you get a job, they know where you're working and they know what you get. And you put it in there. And you don't only do that, you put out labor, too. Showed a picture the other night about how the church was established and about Joseph Smith being murdered.
Yeah, it was the Mormons and stuff.
Yeah.
And is anybody here Mormon?
Well, it wouldn't make no difference. The only thing you're telling is the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
And
Mormon?
Yes, he's a Mormon. And they have fields way up yonder. They showed them in Salt Lake City. And they make the people farm, and like Floyd, if Floyd, he makes so much, they get so much of it.
Oh, they get a tenth of everything you make, regardless.
And they keep up with it.
They keep up with it.
Well, I didn't know Floyd was
Plus
a
tenth of your time.
Well, those Mormons, I know a few of them, they do that. Or else they don't remain Mormon.
They get a tenth of everything you've got. Time, money, and...
That time business, that's something. You can't put in your time and save your money.
No. But, I mean,
well, that's the way Clarnell's is. They have to give her. Now, she had two jobs offered to her. And she was staying with his sister. One of them was at Keystone Heights, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the other was in Gainesville. And this preacher told her she couldn't take that one at Keystone Heights. And Duty said it made her so mad she could have busted open. And she didn't know for sure whether Clarnell that was going to get the other job or not. But this at Keystone Heights didn't offer enough money to suit the preacher, because the preacher had to have his money.
You know what the church was, right?
No, sir. No, sir, I never did.
You sort of had another church going over there, that other church.
At Wednesday.
At Wednesday.
And I don't want to be messed up. I don't want to be, well, I tell you, I don't want no preacher to come to my house and tell me what I got to do and what I haven't got to do, and I don't want them to beg me for no money. Because if I've got any, I'll put it in.
No, but if I got any to give, I'll give with my own free will, and ain't no use for me, them to dun me for it and say I owe them this and owe them that, because I don't. I mean...
Well, now, this fella, when you was over there to see your brother, or at least over there at, Cross City, and you stopped back over there at Trenton, was it? Newberry?
Newberry.
Oh, yes. Mm.
Now, that's see one of your old preachers.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't do you like that.
Oh, no. No, sir.
No, well, he was a Methodist, even one that old Methodist preacher.
He was a friend of yours.
Oh.
He never did ask us for any money, and he never did talk about no money that I know of.
No.
The honest thing that he ever done, they wanted to get the church house paneled, and we told him that we would panel part of it if the rest of it.
Well, we volunteered that.
And he just got up in the church and told them what we said we'd do. And that's what we done. Of course, we paneled the whole church.
The way it worked out. And you done a good, right, smart work.
Marvin did.
Marvin, they going to spoil you over that Veterans Hospital. I've never had anyone treat me like that at any hospital.
Well, have you been to the Veterans Hospital? Well, I've only been that one time. I need to go back, I guess.
But they put out the carpet for you.
It seems so. I've never been treated as good by any doctor or any hospital in that world. I don't know why. But they went right on to work and said, didn't hesitate. Now I hear people talk about going at 6 o'clock in the morning, leave 6 o'clock
that
evening.
Go back to that hospital
before they could
get
a doctor.
And have tests made.
So
they just found out his older brother Floyd's got it.
Oh, man, I might go back again. It might be altogether
that
different.
That makes three of them that's got it.
No, I wouldn't expect
you
that.
You're so sleepy.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
But just about to go to
she
sleep.
She looks like
I'm
she's
not.
Tired.
She's sleepy. She's wore out.
Mother, she just...
I'm not.
We'll let her wash the dishes.
We better wash her face.
Yeah. With a cold rag.
Yeah. Put some ice water in it. She's so sleepy.
Oh,
but they tried to find something wrong with me up there.
They're pretty nice, though, aren't they, Mom?
They're just as nice. I wouldn't want anybody.
They told you to come back whenever you felt like it.
That's right. They'd come back whenever I felt like coming back. If I didn't have nothing but a headache to come on back.
Well, Well, we have a friend in town who's just had an operation over there, and he said, and he's been in the medical center and also in Alachua General. He said he never saw anything like that Veterans Hospital. He was so pleased.
But,
remember?
I guess, I don't think I was in there more than an hour, x-ray and all.
Oh, really?
They didn't do nothing but x-rays over here.
Well, that's all.
Found out he had, no, yeah, but.
Hey, they x-rayed my back.
They did.
Yeah. Hip and back. Because they said that hip was caused from an old back injury.
Well, have you ever had anything like this before?
In my back. I used to have back trouble quite a bit, but I don't anymore.
I do.
He snores at
oh,
it, night.
Oh, it hurts. It just
he snores at night.
Oh,
bend over,
yes.
Couldn't get up. Couldn't
Lord
hardly get
mercy.
Up.
Your back.
Yeah.
Has he always?
Slip a joint or something.
Mm-hmm.
Enough.
He gets louder
but it
and
don't
louder
do
every time
anymore.
He goes to sleep.
But he used to.
What
yeah.
Makes him snore?
I don't know.
No, it's,
I just
right
don't know.
Have you had time?
And he
oh,
declared
yeah.
He was
days.
Snoring. He'll argue with me. And he'll just be up there on the bed just a raising sand.
Now getting it in his elbow then.
Oh, he's snoring.
Yep, they give me.
They've
sometime.
Always told me that if you
well,
tie the tube
I...
from to the foot of the bed and stop him, and won't try it.
Alive or dead?
Live. Just catch him, you know, by his foot and toss him around.
Marvin, you better be careful.
Watch out.
Well, I'm not afraid of the toad frog. She's the one that's afraid of the toad frog. I'm not afraid of that frog.
You'd have to catch it for him.
Yeah.
And toss string around his little foot and tie him to the bedstead post.
No, tell Mitch you want to put him around your neck.
Well, you sleep with him in your pocket for what I care.
Well, now, since I've known you, this first ailment I haven't seen you have.
Well, I guess I'd think that Marvin never could, would have an ailment.
Hmm.
I
well, I just getting to where I can't take it as good as I used to.
I don't can't remember you ever had a headache. I guess you did, but I didn't notice.
Well, you know.
That sure is good.
I had after.
Did you do that?
I don't remember now. It was. Was it back in the 60s?
Mm-hmm.
64, let's see, 65, I think. I had ulcerated stomach.
No.
Yeah. And I went to this Dr. Noel Keller, and he cured me of that. That's the reason I can't eat cabbage.
How long did that take?
Oh, that took me a long time. That took me.
About 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, help us. Is that right?
Mm.
Well, you have had things then.
Yeah, see what? Well, he put me on 3 ounces of milk every hour. And that's all I could have for about 3 days. And then from then, he'd let me have the 3 ounces of milk every hour plus. Half of that could be cream. And 3 times a day I could have a half a cup of oatmeal after them 3 days.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be on your birthday.
And then for the next 6 months it was just a regular soft diet.
Yeah. That cleared up.
That cleared up. But I have to watch what I, you know, eat now.
Yeah.
And,
do you do?
Yeah.
Why do you think you ever have to pay any attention at all?
Yeah, cabbage and then, you know, certain things I can't eat. Not too much pepper.
Yeah.
And I can't take too many aspirins.
I'll tell you what's wrong with his belly. He snores so loud till it's skin up inside.
I've
Ooh, he makes, you ought to just go spend the night with him some night.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, he's the loudest snorer I ever heard in my life.
Well, you know what? You know, I remember, I used to hear my mother or somebody say when she snored when she was lying on her back. So you just turn over on your side and you don't snore.
Miss Mary,
does anything to that?
I don't know.
The trouble with Marvin is he doesn't worry.
I reckon so. But I would just like to know what. Send him things about.
Yeah.
She knows you don't do that in the daytime.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to know what she thinks he's doing when he's making.
Yeah.
Cindy sleeps at it, sleeps with it, and it's me.
And I get so tickled at him some nights. Oh, he'll just, I'm telling you, he just tears it up. Why, anybody could be on the place standing out there between the road and the house, and they'd know where he was at. I don't see how in the world a little fella like him makes as much noise. He don't believe it. But if y'all don't believe it, come spend the night with us.
You mean to tell me you don't snore any?
Well, I don't know, but
I
don't know.
But I tell you, don't put us in the same room. Let me be in one room and you in the other.
I might snore, but I know I don't snore that loud. How does
so
anybody snore that loud and not wake yourself up?
They can't blame the noise you make.
I wake up when I start snoring. It just wakes me up right away.
You know, you... He'll go start off his. You better look at him, he's getting ready. And then's when the tune starts. He beats all I ever heard of anybody snoring.
But he tunes up before he gets going, huh?
He gets it too. Boss, I'm telling you, that's the biggest snore I ever heard in my life.
For a little man.
For a little man.
Yeah.
He was a big man, I don't know.
Well, just how loud does it get?
I don't know, but I'm telling you, it's so loud till it almost runs me out of the house.
But Cindy don't seem to notice.
I don't know what she thinks. I just wish you could be there with a tape recorder and record it. I'd like to hear it for him to hear it.
Why don't you get one?
You know, I've been thinking about doing that. Getting
I declare that's outrageous. I
he gets a lot
see
more
which one of us can snore the loudest.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, see if there's any difference in it.
Oh.
Why is he doing this, Mary? What?
Like I'm new.
I'm telling you, that boy can sure do some snoring.
How long that been going on?
That's been going on a long time. The older he gets, the louder he gets. If he lives to be 75, he'll blow his head off. But I do wish it could be recorded and he could hear it. He wouldn't believe it.
Give him a tape recorder for his birthday.
He just wouldn't believe it.
Chris has got one out bar here.
Yeah, I do that.
He'd tell people that was me.
No.
I
tell you, we'll put it in the room with me one night, and then I'll sleep in another room one night, and you can sleep in
good.
The room. And then we'll mark the tapes.
You know, Mary Ann's got some tapes made of me. She was telling me, she got me to tell her about my birds, you know, and I was talking to her, telling her about how sweet Skeeter was and what he would say. And when I got through, she says, "You want to hear your voice?" I didn't know she was taping it down.
Who was that?
Marietta, his brother's wife.
Oh, yeah.
We better go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the trouble is now, it's been so long, that's why it takes so long over here. See? We hadn't hardly seen you in a month or two. We don't do nothing. I don't know why it's so hard to get off this place. Them damned old cows.
Well, it's about the same way at the house. You don't.
And when you get off, you've got to hurry
back. And do this,
just
and do that.
Just got to hurry
and
back.
Look.
See about the old cows. But I
well,
enjoy
enjoyed
it.
Well,
we
sure
have.
Glad
it's
you came.
To see about. Well, anyhow, you've got a good warm place to go back to with that new stove.
Well, you all got it nice and warm in here.
Yeah,
a little too warm.
Well, you,
that's the way it gets at home. It gets too warm.
You can regulate yours.
Yeah. Well, can't you cut yours down?
Yeah, if I think about it in time.
Well, y'all come to see us. Well, we will.
We will.
John went over around 1500. The end of the visit with Ms. Guthrie and Marvin this Saturday after supper. A long visit, the 24th of February, 73. John went over around 1500. And the end of this long, fine visit with Marvin and Miss Mary this Saturday after supper, the 24th of February, 73. Channel 1 over around 1500. Then the visit with this Marvin and Miss Mary this Saturday after supper, the 24th of February, 73.
Well,
I'll tell you, we were saying you wait sometimes a good while before you it's that outrage,